Okay, so do you want to tell us a little bit about your experiences with the cops?
Well, most of my experiences were cops with were like on the other side of the law, so they're mostly pretty bad. Like, they just have like an abuse system going around. Like, their power, they basically exceed their power just because they have like a badge and a gun. They think they're higher above the law, so like, yeah.
So your experiences have mostly been negative? Your experiences have mostly been negative?
Yeah, well, all of them have been negative.
Is this in Montreal, or is it all in Montreal?
Well, I lived in Puerto Rico and in the States and in Montreal, so like pretty much everywhere I've been, it's been bad with the cops.
Would you say there's a big difference between like what you've seen police be like in Puerto Rico to Montreal, or is it the same?
Yeah, for sure. In Puerto Rico, they're like way more corrupted than they are here. You know, like here, it's nothing compared to Puerto Rico or in the States. You know, because it's like a bigger system there. You know.
And what kind of things have you experienced?
I've gotten beaten up by the cops, deloaded. I've seen the cops like shoot someone, you know, like shit like that.
And what about in Montreal specifically?
In Montreal, like they just basically beat the fuck out of everybody, you know, like that's basically what they do.
And when you say everybody, do you mean like certain types of people or literally like everyone? Like who do they target? Who do you think?
It doesn't, like, to the way I see it is that to them it doesn't really matter. If they think that you're on the wrong side, if they even remotely think that you are, they're going to come fuck with you one way or another. And if, like, you give them attitude or if you try to stand up for yourself, they're just going to beat the fuck out of you, take your shit, and leave you there.
What about any of the rest of you? Vous autres, les autres personnes à la table, est-ce que vous pouvez parler un peu sur vos expériences avec les flics en Montréal? Non? Okay.
A couple months ago, you know, I had a squeegee, stole it, obviously, and the cops, me and my friend tried to hide our squeegees, but the cops came to us and we were like, okay, so where's the receipt for your squeegee? And we were like, fuck, we don't have it. So we gave him our squeegees and, yeah. We just thought it was abuse that they were asking us for a receipt for a squeegee when it obviously we didn't have one.
It's like somebody get beaten up with a squeegee by a cop.
Just for having it?
Squeegee, yeah.
And why do they think they have the right to ask you for a receipt? Like, you're someone on the street, you're allowed to fucking have a squeegee if you happen to have one.
They have a uniform. That's the thing. They have a uniform, so what they say goes in their mind, you know? It's like, they basically think that just because they drive around and they're on the right side of the law that they can do whatever the fuck they want, you know? Like, they say that we're gangsters and we're criminals. In reality, you know, it's the other way around, you know? Like, they're the gangsters, they're the criminals, you know? Like, they do more illegal shit than we do.
What about, like, what did they do when you guys couldn't give a receipt for the squeegees?
We gave our squeegees. What could we have done? Either we gave her squeegees or we could have been arrested or whatever.
Just for having
a squeegee.
And why do you think that because you have that, what does it represent? Like, why does that matter, do you think?
Well, because back then, it was used to make money. I was making money with that, and yeah. I wanted to make money, and they took away my way of making money.
Respect your right to be able to make money, eh? Yeah.
They don't respect any rights.
What about, est-ce que tu aurais envie? C'est totalement anonyme. Puis. Est-ce que tu as eu des expériences positives ou négatives avec les flics en Montréal?
J'ai pas d'expérience positive avec les flics en Montréal.
Quelle sorte d'expérience est-ce que tu as eu?
Ben, je me suis fait voler mon argent, mes vélos, n'importe quoi. Je suis dans un parc. Si, mettons, je suis dans un parc et qu'ils me voient, ils vident mon sac, ils mettent mes trucs à terre, ils vident, comme, ils m'enlèvent mes souliers. Et à chaque fois qu'ils me voient, je peux pas me promener dans la rue. Si, mettons, je me promène dans la rue, comme, ils cherchent n'importe quoi pour m'arrêter. C'est comme.
Pourquoi est-ce que tu penses qu'ils font ça à toi spécifiquement?
C'est du profilage social qu'ils font là, tout le temps. Là. Si, mettons, ils t'identifient une fois comme étant un jeune de la rue, comme genre tu vas au refuge ou des places comme ça, à partir de ce moment-là, ils nous harcèlent. C'est comme, mettons, cet été, exemple, on était dans un parc, puis on était comme couchés par terre, genre, on était juste étendus dans l'herbe, là, il faisait chaud, il y avait du salé et tout. Il y avait du monde un peu plus loin qui était étendu dans le gazon aussi, mais il était plus vieux, c'était comme un couple, genre dans la trentaine. La police se sont pointés, ils nous ont donné une amende parce qu'on était couchés par terre, puis ils ont laissé le couple plus loin, ils l'ont resté là, puis genre, ils nous ont tous s'en aller, genre.
Telling us that you had an experience with the cops that might, you have a court case on Halloween. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
I got involved in a really crappy situation where my friend has to be arrested because he was aggressive. He was drunk. And there were three police officers approaching him, telling him to calm down. And he started yelling and the police are starting to kick him, kick the shit out of him, like kick him, broke his wrist. Threw something in his face and stuff. I decided to jump on a cop. Stupid me being drunk. I got accused of assault and assault with battery. So I already went to court with that. I did 26 days. So now I'm going back to court there. Police were just, I was just telling him, look, I was drunk. I'm not usually like that. He's like, no, you're like that. We know you. And it seems like they were telling me, they know me, that was this and that, and like, you're a drunk person, you drink all the time. And I was like, I don't drink all the time. It was occasionally my friend's birthday, you guys came and caused problems. We weren't even having fight. It's just people, I think, called because we were loud. Mm-hmm. And to them, it seems like we were aggressive, but my friend's like, you come here, yeah. Pretend we're bad people, we're not, we're just having fun, drinking, not causing any problem, being our own business, you know?
Yeah, like anybody else on their birthday, yeah. And do you feel that, like, there were a lot of assumptions made about you?
Yeah, not just about me, it's about my friends also, you know, to see them, like, drunk people as, like, bad people, as they were talking, it seems like we are all bad people, but we just see recently police treating us like crap, even towards the people that are not in the street. Just, I don't know if it's about stainless power, it's just because it's meant to be that way.
And do you think because people like live in the streets or deal with, like, have a certain lifestyle that the cops feel they can just treat them anyway and get away with it, or like,
yeah,
criminalize them?
Probably, because they always think people in the street are drug addict or this. Me, I'm not in the street because I choose to do drug, or I choose to drink, or I choose to this, because I have problem like everybody does. I have a very poor esteem of myself, and cops treating me like shit does not help my situation when I have to go to court, missing days at work, missing days of my therapy because they decide to make me go to court, something that couldn't be totally, you know, not happening. I wish it didn't happen because I'm not a bad person at all. It makes me feel like I am because I try to protect my friend. I mean, my friend is pretty much my size, and having three police officers is not fair at all. It is not fair to be three when the only thing he was asking, it was to get out the two police that was on him, it was to get him off him. And he was like, get off, and it was just like dang, like, stop being aggressive. It's just like, he's just asking you to stop, like, stepping on him. It was pretty much that, like, all his weight on him, you can see he was suffering. So I kind of pushed my way in. Yeah. It seems stupid, maybe, to certain people, but even if it weren't police, I see a guy with three people on, obviously I'm gonna jump on them, it's not fair.
Yeah. And what do you think, like, that police can get away with beating people up? Like, they beat your friend up,
because
yeah.
Because it's not the first time we see case of police brutality. We know, all know. Excuse me. We all know it. We see it. We heard about it. Why does it still this way? Because exactly what we know, what we talk about. Taboo talking, the too much power, too much, you know, oh, it's because I got my point. We're too low, too known, you know, we're in the street, so we're automatically the wrong person. But it was not the case of my friend, like most of the people are in the street. Police, I think, see it too much like problematic, but it's not. I mean, I come here, I feel a lot more happy, less stressed, than if I was outside looking if something's gonna happen. I feel a lot more safe. You know? There's a reason why the police are not allowed here. Yeah. You know?
It's like a safe space.
Yeah, it's safe. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like the stress. Yeah.
And were you guys, when the police beat up your friend, were you guys inside or outside?
We were inside. We were inside the beginning, we were smoking cigarette, and we start having fun, making fun of like how the cigarette was burning, you know, like, and yeah, we were loud. I think the neighbor didn't like it, and the cops show up, because it was like a little party inside out, you know, go inside, outside,
yeah,
that was it. So we were loud, yes, I agree, but we're not aggressive at all, it was it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, sorry, I gotta go, yeah, totally. But you know, like,
yeah. Okay, good.